right, everyone. Salute, salute, salute. Let's get the Petri tree out of the way. Salute to everyone that's watching us here on this video. I'm recording this video as the New York Yankees lose 2-1 to the Washington Nationals. They get the home run from Ben Brovnak. They only get 4 hits. The losing streak continues to get elevated. At the end of the day, if you can't put makeup on a pig, it's still a pig. My point is, what is that you're telling me here? The New York Yankees are playing 3-card Mountie with the fan base. They're telling you, look at this, look at this, look at this. Now where you're falling out and you're in a long losing streak, they want to take your attention away from getting swept, from getting embarrassed, from getting their asses chewed out by the Boston Red Sox in your home field, by the way, at home over the weekend. Head should be rolling. Aaron Buffon, I don't want to hear about the apologist that says it's not his fault. It's not his fault. It's Cashman with the wrong, okay. You address Cashman at the end of the year. But currently right now, it's getting embarrassed. This is 9-game losing streak. And you're losing to the Boston Red Sox. This is the second time in a season that you get swept twice by your hated rivals. Listen, look what happened with the New York Rangers many years ago, where, you know, a couple years ago when the Islanders were handing in their asses. The coaches got removed. You cannot lose to your rivals. Not only that, get swept and not be competitive. You could say Sunday they battled back. They came back from multiple deficits. Clay Holmes again stunk because he's overused. With the list could go on and on and on. You could sound like a broken record when it comes to the Yankees. Bad lineup construction, bad managing, bad roster construction. Bring this guy, bring that guy. So what they do here, instead of getting our attention of looking for heads to roll and having our venom as the New York Yankees lose and get swept by the Boston Red Sox again. You cannot get swept by the Boston Red Sox. I don't care what it is. You have to at least salvage a game. They're going to play 3-card Mountie. Look at this card. Look at this card. Because now we're going to bring up Emerson Pereira. Now, when we all season did not have a damn left fielder. All season, we sucked in left field. We were reinventing the wheel. We were trying to drive a car with a square fucking wheel. Excuse the language. I had 3 minutes in. I'm sorry. I had to get the language out. Sorry about that. Because you know what? I spend so much, like everyone else here. I'm not the only one. I'm not the only one who spends their hardworking money, their hardworking time, and their love for this team from the Bronx to see this crap and this stupidity and this 3-card Mountie that this organization is giving us from the owner to the general manager and the stupidity of the scouting department and the managerial team and the analytics team. They're all playing 3-card Mountie because now they're throwing us, oh, we're going to bring the kids. We're going to show you the kids movement. We're going to show you so they're going to try to cock tease us with the kids coming up and playing okay, or they suck. You see, we told you they're not ready. They're not ready. Well, they're not ready because the season is in shambles. You know what? The season's gone. It's done. The last time I saw baseball is a team sport where everyone has to be in sync in order to win. You can have Aaron Judge. You can have that novelty act that's called Shohei Ohtani. What is he doing playing under 500? And he's supposed to be the best player in baseball. If you don't have a team concept around, it doesn't matter if you're the best player. If your team, ask Mike Trout that. Supposedly the best player in baseball hasn't won. He hasn't even played in the postseason. I mean, come on. You got to have good players around. And you know what? When you were still over 500, you were trotting out the McKinneys. You were trotting out the Bowers. Greg Allen no longer here. Why is Frenchy Cordero still having a roster spot on the New York Yankees? Get him out of here. You didn't have a damn left fielder all season. You wanted to bring the Frenchy Corderos. You wanted to put duct tape on a broken window when you should have just gotten the whole window replaced. Get the left fielder. Get a real left fielder in here. You should now. You wait for Everson Parara to bring him up here now to with all the hype. He's here. All this hype here on the 22nd of August. You're playing three card Monty with us. If you don't know what that is when if you go to New York City or anywhere, is where they tell you pick a card and then they try to shuffle it and there's a trick. It's a trick. It's a scam. You lose money, and that's what the Yankees are doing to us. They're scamming us with the stupidity of bringing the kids here. Oh, now Jason Dominguez is going to be elevated to AAA. So, oh wow. You know what? Last time, this is embarrassing. All you're doing is taking our focus away. How this team quit on this manager. They quit. And I said it time and time again that Domingo Germán, Sunday before the All-Star break, 68 pitches. The moron decides to go to the damn bullpen, and they never recovered. They squandered that. You got the other guy, Chris McMonagle from the Fan. Oh, well, if Gilbert Torres should have gotten that double play ball, we would have been out. It doesn't matter if it was the double play ball if he made that mistake. The morale of you taking out Germán with 68 pitches, who at that point of the season was one of your top pitchers or one of the pitchers on a roll, not top, who was on a pitching roll, you took him out and you lost. That wasn't the first time Domingo, it has nothing to do with Domingo Germán did in the outside of his career, outside of baseball. He could be the worst piece of crap in the world, but in between the dugout, in between the diamond on the field, he was pitching well. He was hitting a stride. That game against the Guardians, he also had low pitch count. Took him out, they lost. And I get so angry and frustrated with my frustration here because the pass, and ever since that game, they came back from the All-Star break disinterested. They lost to Colorado. We know it. You Yankee fans know Colorado. They had that abysmal start of the second half. They were terrible. They stunk. Now you lose to the Red Sox at home. You get swept in front of 40,000 plus. But they're again. They're playing three card Monty with us. Well, but the crowd, the arena, the stadium is packed. 42,000 folks, and the 99 burgers are selling. And the chicken tender strips are selling, and the merchandise, and the Yes Network's got some viewership that they're breaking records. Okay, doesn't excuse you to putting a piece of crap on the field, or excusing or something the people that are buying the groceries. You keep signing players that are injured. Finally, Rodon comes up. He's finally pitched six strong innings, but it's against the Nationals. You can't beat the Nationals at home either. You lose 2-1. 2-1 to a guy who had an over 6 ERA. Yet again, the lineup construction. Change the damn narrative of the lineup construction, please. I don't get it. By the way, Gleyber Torres, good player, but in a losing effort. He's a losing player. I'm sorry. I love Gleyber Torres. I was a big fan of Torres. Matter of fact, when the years 2018, 19, for Christmas, my sons got me the Judge, then Stanton jersey when Stanton got traded. Then I said, my son asked me, what jersey do you want next? I said, Torres. I'm a big fan of Torres, but he's a losing second baseman. I mean, he doesn't come up when the time needs for big hits. I mean, this is, you could say that about the whole Yankee not coming up clutch. My God, they are just a sorry sack of hitting team. They cannot hit. They cannot play high IQ baseball. And for this losing streak to continue, and you're still going to try a buffoon out there, why? Because he collaborates? Well, here's a collaborative message from the Yankee fan base. We want you gone. How about that? We're all collaborating that we want you and Cashman gone. For those that like about all that collaboration nonsense. We want to, as Yankee Fan United, we want you gone. We're collaborating together to send you the message, Boone. We want you gone. We want you gone. Cashman, see you later. It's time for a new voice. It's time for a new managerial. And it's time for a new analytics department. Because this analytics department, they're morons. I don't know whose nephew is running the analytics department. Whose nephew of the Steinbrenners is there? Because this is looks like nepotism with the stupidity that's up there. It looks like a bunch of folks that never play baseball. All they do is sit around. And it looks like they have Sheldon Cooper running the analytics department. Stupidity. I mean, it looks dumb. You don't, you're too right-handed heavy. You don't hit and run. You don't run. You don't. There's so many stupidity with this team on and on again. I don't want to see this team get to 10-game losing streak. I don't. I don't. There's 38 games left. And my God, it's like I never thought I wanted to see 38 Yankee games go away. I really don't. And you know what? I'm not going anywhere. That's the problem with this Yankee brass. They know we're not going anywhere. I can't turn away from this. And it's not because they're a train wreck. It's because that uniform, that NY, that logo that's behind me on my side, my shoulder, I root from that. I'm a prideful Yankee fan that loves this team. But I can't agree with what's going on and what we see night in, night out for the next 38 nights. Something needs to drastically change. And I know it's not going to happen overnight. Everything takes time. Every change begins, but it has to start somewhere. Every road begins somewhere. And I think, Aaron Boone, your time is up. Your time is up. Your time is now. You know what? You can't see me. Get the hell out. I mean, seriously. Joe Girardi should have never been fired here. Maybe Joe Girardi shouldn't be the manager now in 2023. Maybe he didn't make it, but there was no way for ousting Joe Girardi when he needed to. And on those revision history, no matter what we say, no matter how much I hold my breath, if nothing's going to change, the history's already done. Boone, you got to go. You got to go. You cannot manage this team. You cannot. And when everyone is playing well, you could collaborate and you could manage the team on a winning product. You could get 100 plus wins when everything's going well. But when there's adversity, you cannot navigate the ship. It's easy to sail when there's high tides, when the waters are nice and level. But when it's rocky and there's low tides, when there's storms, this guy can't manage this team out of a storm. The ship is sinking. We need a captain. We need a manager. I'm not talking about Judge. We need a captain. We need a manager, leader that can command respect from men and also knows baseball strategic. They need some good, you know, Carl Espada. I don't think he could. Luis Rojas, that's the problem that the Yankees are doing right now. They got themselves a coaching staff currently that nobody there, they're going to be clueless. It's going to get even worse. So it's like, I want Boone gone, but who's the replacement? For the rest of the season, you're going to have to bite the bullet and put Luis Rojas. You're going to have to bite the bullet. You're going to have to bite the damn bullet and put Luis Rojas as your manager for the remainder, or Mike Harkey, the bullpen coach, because he's been the longest longevity with the team, be honest with you, because they need something different, folks. They cannot continue to try it out Boone out there, because all of this is going to be coming. He's becoming the whipping boy, and it's becoming nauseating to see. And then he doesn't help things with his moves. Bullpen, we got bullpen budget. And this and this and that. What, if you're going to bring the kids, you're going to play them. Everson should be playing tomorrow. Peraza should be playing. I don't want to hear it. Get rid of Frenchy Cordero. Put that roster spot. Make that roster spot on the 40-man. Make a call up the center fielder, Esteban Floreal. Play him. At this point, you got nothing to lose. There's no reason why Cordero should be on here. You know what? You need a designated hitter. If you don't want to do Floreal, Chaparro, bring Chaparro. Let him be the designated hitter. I think he's going to give you a much more lively bat than what we're seeing out there. You can't try it out where you're losing 1-0, 2-1, and you only get 4-3 hits, 2 hits. You can't. It's not sustainable. It's not watchable. You think you right now, 40,000 people, because it's August. The weather's still nice. People are tired of being cooped up on the Northeast in their homes. Wait until the season changes. Wait until the season changes, man. It's going, that Yankee Stadium in September, when it's football, college football, the all the different things that are happening in the fall time in New York where the weather's more pleasant. You know, it's not total. Some people don't like being in the sun, the heat, the San Gennaro feast. Yankee Stadium is going to suffer. Wait until on a Tuesday, Wednesday night when that stadium looks empty. I'm telling you, you got to – and they keep playing that three-card Monty. Conveniently, they did the moves here, bringing the rosters up and bringing the kids up and making all these moves after they get swept by the Red Sox because they want to take the tension away from being swept by the Red Sox. They want to take that irony. They want to take that venom, that heat away from losing because, and get us all excited about, these kids are playing tonight. They're playing. They've been caught up. That's all instead of saying they got swept by the Red Sox. So the Yankees need to make some moves with the manager now. The general manager, you wait for his butt at the end of the year. You're going to put him on a lynch. I know a four-year contract. He just signed a four-year new deal. Well, guess what? Move him somewhere else in the organization. Head a scout. Do something. We need another general manager to make these moves, to make some moves, to get some players who know some scouting evaluation. The whole scouting department of the New York Yankees, the analytics, they got to go. They got to go. We can't keep doing the same mistake. It's been over and over since 2017. The same nonsense. They get to the postseason, they don't hit. They lead the world in home runs. Postseason, they lead the world in double plays and strikeouts. Every year, nothing's changed. Meanwhile, we're seeing teams that don't strike out a lot, like the Kansas City Royals, who won a World Series, by the way, because they were the lowest striking out team that struck out. So did the Astros. Regardless, banging on a trash can, not banging on a trash can, not banging on your sister, whatever, they were hitting the ball. They were seeing, making contact, they were hitting. They weren't striking out. They got to start getting back to that. And this video is not about, we should get this guy, we should get that guy. You know what? Let's wait for the season before we make a change, before we know who we're going to get, who's available, who's not available. It's easy to say, bring me this jerk, bring me this clown from Japan, bring me this other lunatic from Dominican, give me this. No, we wait for that for the end of the season. Right now, you got to try to see what you got within you. You didn't make any trades. You didn't make any moves. You didn't bring anybody here. You're talking about this farm system. You know, we got this coming up. We got the Spencer. I'm not saying to bring Spencer Jones up. He's in a single A. That's ridiculous. What you have in your AAA farm system that you could bring here, and you never know. Maybe they see the ball better. Maybe someone in AAA sees the ball better, that maybe with a brighter light in New York. You know, let's face it. The parks are much more better in a major league level than a AAA, AA. Maybe someone sees the ball better. Maybe their hard work in AAA pays off in the big leagues, adrenaline or focus. And maybe you might have a diamond in the rough in your AAA system. But you'll never know if you don't play them. If you're just having them there, what happens when you have a good piece of fruit that you don't eat? And it's a good piece of fruit, it's ripe. It goes bad because you never touched it. You just have it sitting there looking cute. And it overripes. That's what the Yankees are doing with their prospect system. And it's been going on for too long. So with that said, I'm very irate that they lost 2-1 to the Nationals. The losing streak continues, and meanwhile, the front office keeps giving us a three-card Monty. They keep shuffling up. They keep looking here, look at there, and meanwhile, they don't want to talk about what's going on, how bad, how inept this front office is, and the manager. They need to make changes. They need to make changes because 38 games, I don't know if we could stomach this for 38 games, continue watching this slop. But with that said, thank you, guys. This is the end of the video. Hopefully the Yankees turn it around, and we'll talk to you guys later. Have a good one. Peace out.